在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您
Performance. Now, with banks losing more than £30 million to online crime last year, consumers are being warned today that they must start taking responsibility for their own security or possibly lose out. It comes as a report claims there is a new victim of cybercrime in the UK every 10 seconds, with more than 3 million offences committed last year. The vast majority involve cases of online harassment, including threatening emails and blackmail. Well, our technology correspondent Benjamin Cohen is with me now. So, what does this report tell us about the scale of cybercrime?
It looks like it's actually much larger than we initially thought. Around 90% of online cybercrimes don't actually get reported to the police, so these statistics have been gathered from other sources. Let's have a look at some of them. We can see that there's almost 2 million cases of online abuse, and that includes things like psychological harm and bullying on children's sites like Bebo and on the youth site Facebook, racism and homophobia. There's also a huge amount of online sexual offences, 850,000, and they include child abuse and grooming, in addition to unwarranted sexual approaches via work email. But a really interesting point there is that online financial fraud, there's around 207,000 instances of that each year, and they include so-called phishing attacks. And that's when you get an email supposedly from your bank asking you to log in and give your security details. The money from your account is then emptied to an account of another victim and then transferred out of the UK. And that's actually very difficult for the banks to be able to trace and difficult for them to recover.
And that's where this rather alarming warning comes in today, that the banks may not continue to keep paying out in
these
instances.
It's important to stress that at the moment banks do pay out in most cases, but they have been saying to me that that's when the terms and conditions are kept, and that's when people are acting responsibly. It cost them £33 million last year. That was a rise of £23 million in the previous year. But paying out when it's not their fault isn't that financially viable for the banks, and they're starting to say that consumers need to take responsibility for their own actions online.
If you repeatedly fall victim to a phishing scam, then the bank has clearly, after the first attack, has explained to you what you need to do to prevent yourself becoming a victim subsequently, of course you might expect them to turn around and question whether they should be paying out.
And the banking industry is reviewing their codes in relation to online banking. There's going to be a new code of conduct out in March of 2008. And if you want to get, and if viewers want to get any tips, if they view channel4.com/news, we put some tips up for how to avoid being scammed in the future.
Okay, thanks.